We have two very talented musicians, songwriters in the studio with me. Rowena Wise. Hi, Rowena.
Hello, how are you?
And Didiri.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, they're both playing, they're playing together tonight at the Lansdowne. But just to get you in the mood, they're going to start with a live performance. What would you like to play?
We're going to play one of my songs called We Are Nothing.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Come back to the moment you're in.
Wow, that was amazing. Goosebumps.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. Sorry, what was the name of that song again?
We Are Nothing.
We're Nothing, of course. Now, you're both outstanding artists in your own right, but what motivated you to, you know, to sing together, play together?
You go for it.
We have been making music adjacently for a very, very long time. We haven't really been musical collaborators until recently, but definitely when we've been creating, we've shown each other work, and it's just been a very natural progression into writing together. I mean, for one, we are in a relationship. We've been together for 8 years. And secondly, like, we are both very inspired by each other. And I think that helps when you know someone so well, you can still find yourself mystified by them as an artist.
Yeah, well, what took you so long?
I don't know. I guess because we both were making music before we got together, there was an element of not wanting to step on each other's toes for a little bit there, and then it just slowly let each other step on each other's toes. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, started. I guess I would always, in the last, like, probably 4 or 5 years, just play my songs in the kitchen when I'd finish them, and Roey would give notes and vice versa. And this one.
It wasn't when she was washing the dishes, was it?
No, no.
Oh, occasionally.
Sometimes,
actually.
Yeah. Sometimes we serenade each other.
Sometimes you'll play and I'll be doing something like that, and I'll just chime in with some unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
And
good.
Vice versa.
Yeah. And then when you do the dishes, you serenade,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, Rowena, you came from a musical family.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been, like, it's just in your blood. Did you ever think you'd do anything else? But
no. I've become a little more interested in things like environmental science and psychology and philosophy and whatnot in the last few years. But I don't think I ever had a choice. I grew up in a folk family band. I loved that, the magic I experienced from a young age traveling around Australia and a few other countries. It was definitely my calling. My frame of reference was very much like music has a deep feeling of sense of community and family and togetherness, and it's a compulsion, and I'll just do whatever I can to make that my main focus in my life.
Yeah. And how old were you when you first joined your family band?
Well, the first gig we ever played was Bridgetown Blues Festival when I was 8 years old in the street. And we're doing a gig in Bridgetown on this run.
Yeah,
in Western Australia. It's about 5 hours south of Perth. But yeah, we played for a solid 7 years or so. And you grew up in a pretty musical family as well, didn't you?
Yeah, my dad was a kids entertainer my whole childhood. So.
Oh, yeah, and you were in the circus.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing circus acts for him as an opening act.
Right, what were you doing?
Like juggling and magic and music, and I still occasionally whip out, I can peel a banana and eat it while I'm juggling, which is a good pie trick.
Can you disclose your magician name?
Oh, yeah, I was the Amazing Diddy Peters.
The Amazing Diddy Peters.
Which is pretty funny. I was also really young. I think probably probably 10 when I first started touring with Dad. And, yeah, he just put a guitar in my hands and a pen and paper and said, write songs.
And oh, wow. And so you don't have any performance anxiety? You're so used to it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think anxiety is a good thing before a show. It means you care about it.
Yep.
I think
you've got to have a few butterflies.
Yeah, I think most people get that, and it kind of elevates. I like that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get really scared of it, but
now
I'm just like, oh, cool. That means I'm doing a show that I care about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Rowena, you opened up for the likes of G Flip and Bernard Fanning. You know, playing for these big gigs, is this where, you know, you're planning to go? You're feeling that this is...
I'm planning on, my goal as an artist is to keep writing and releasing music, and all the performance side of it is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I think my favourite shows are really intimate. Oh, I love playing big venues. I recently supported Holy Holy at the Enmore. That was beautiful. But last night we played a little house concert in Blackheath in the Blue Mountains, and there's something so special and intimate about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And what about you, Diddy?
Yeah, I've always been the same. Like, I love putting on a big show, but I think more and more, I think just the way the world's heading, it's really nice to know that you're in a room with people. And
yeah.
I think that feels more potent when it's mm-hmm. intimate. But then you can have really big venues that feel intimate. I've played the Palais in Melbourne supporting Hozier, and that felt intimate with 2,000 people. So it is it's a context dependent thing, I think.
Yeah. I was watching a few live performances of Glastonbury, and I was just shocked at how many people were there. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. how is that fun?
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it's so too many. Like, if I was there, I'd probably be right at the back. And it's like, well, you just get people in your ear talking, and you're just so far away from anything.
Well, it's a great irony too. Like, when I've played some really big festivals, and I can't imagine myself being there.
No.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, I know. Like,
I love that people do. Yeah. But it's not my jam at all.
I know. It's so weird.
And I mean, I could get into it with the aid of some sort of, you know, with, you know, some,
a flag.
Some alcohol or something. And, you know, there's a reason why alcohol and music, yeah. those industries intersect a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Diddy, yeah, your song Raw Stuff was in contention for Australia's Eurovision entry at one point.
Very strange
wow.
moment in my life.
Wow. But did you, like, nominate it, or what happened? Did
The way that that all works is there's a person who's, like, in charge of kind of curating it for the Australian division. His name's Paul. And he was at a gig of mine at the Enmore in Sydney, and we got pizza across the road from there, and he said, would you be interested in it? I really want to get some more songwriters. And yeah, that's
all right.
Just how it happened.
Was that for the last Eurovision, or
it was a couple
before?
Of years back.
Okay.
It was pre-COVID, so it's a while ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that would have been weird.
It is weird, and it's wild how many, like, I've gotten a lot of plays on Polish radio now. It's like there's all sorts of random kind of fan groups that pop up.
Yeah.
But the Eurovision fans are wildly dedicated.
Yeah.
I think every year when the Australia Decides thing comes around, I get a bunch of messages from people who are fans. And yeah.
Right. Well, how about you play another song?
Yeah. Sure. Are we doing two or three?
Let's do two.
Okay, cool.
This is the song that Diddy and I are touring at the moment. Okay. We are four dates into a, like, 15-date tour with the band. And it's for this song, it's called No Cure for Love. And we wrote this together and put it out a few months ago. The song is very much a mirror of a place in time that we have experienced now and then, of feeling like we've been trapped in the confines of comfortable long-term love. And feeling beholden to working out the tensions, knowing that to do this properly, we're not going to take each other for granted, and know that there's a possibility that we can't work things out. So this is kind of the "What if we didn't work things out" song.
Okay,
it's
wow.
called "No Cure for Love."
Let's hear it.
Spun a broken record of love that could be lost. I filled the room with songs that gathered dust. I'm tired of listening to them, looking for a sign that you're gonna meet me down the line. I said to let the pieces lie wherever they fall, to live and let lie. There's no cure for love. I call your bluff. How
Maybe you're a believer, maybe I am blind. I see the brighter side of this in time, and go back to my old way of leaning into space, and paint myself a picture in your place. A fool lets go of what is good, holding it light. Why don't you fight for me? There's no cure for love. I call your bluff. On the edge or in the middle, tell me why it's time to end or start again. My heart will only fry its circuits if we slowly drift apart.
Reaching for a spark.
There's no cure for love. I call your bluff. No cure for love. I call it off
now. A beautiful song. Oh my God, this. Right, let's just. We're almost out of time with this little chat we're having here. But your tour is called No Cure for Love, okay, named after the song. And, you know, just let us know when. Tonight you're at the Lansdowne.
Yeah, we're at the Lansdowne tonight with the full band. We're going to do like an extended set of half Roey's songs, half my songs, and half.
And we're playing in Thirroul tomorrow night at Frank's Wild Years.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anywhere else in New South Wales?
Not for this run.
Okay. Are you going north or back south?
We've just come from Brisbane and Eltham, so we're going to go down and do Melbourne and a bunch of Victoria.
Tasmania and then WA and Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So go back to hometown.
Yeah.
Get a nice homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the tickets for tonight's gig? Are they...
There's still some there.
Yeah.
Final tickets.
Final tickets. Okay, so to get tickets, I suppose go to the Lansdowne.
Yeah, either of our websites.
Oh, your website?
RoeyNawaz.com, Didiri.com.
I couldn't get onto your website, either of your websites today.
Oh.
So
okay.
Maybe someone's in the background doing maintenance.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, somebody you don't know.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks for joining me, both Rowena and Didi. And good luck with your shows and good luck with everything that you do together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's a pleasure. That was singer-songwriters Rowena Wise and Didiri joining me to discuss their recent collaboration and their live gig tonight at the Lansdowne. Of course, for more information, head over to 2scr.com where you will have the full story with links to the concert and info to each artist's site, so that hopefully they will work.